following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Hey, welcome back to part two of today's Corolla Classics. Let's get going with a real classic episode. So last week, we heard Jill Zarin from The Real Housewives of New York fill in for Gina. And that was a crazy episode. She brought a ton of energy. I really, really loved her on the show. She asked some cool questions. She kind of pushed back on Adam for certain topics and wasn't afraid to kind of get in his crosshairs a little bit.
But also she didn't know when he was agreeing with her.
That too. But she's actually a lot smarter than she puts on, I think.
Oh, she's very smart.
And it was just so impressive having her on the show. And yeah, I loved her. And so now let's go back to what inspired her appearance. So what happened was, a few months ago, we played a clip of Jill back in 2011 when they were testing out a hypothetical talk show. And we were having a good laugh about it. Well, Jill Zarin heard it and requested to come back on the show.
I don't know what's so funny about this. This is a great show. We should do it.
Yeah. She's like, I need to come back on the show.
Thanks for reminding me.
And she thought it was hilarious that we were playing it again. So that just shows her sense of humor is awesome, too. And she flew out just to do the show and fill in for Gina, and she did a killer job. But let's listen to the OG clip back in 2011.
Last week, you actually mentioned some classics. We should have probably played this, but it was before this episode had been recorded. I didn't check the calendar, so I didn't even know she was coming in, because we have to sometimes time shift a little couple days before we air these, because we have to actually make them. And so I was like, oh, wow, we missed out on Jill Zarin. We got to play it again. Adam Carolla Show 713, Jill Zarin, Allison Rosen, Brian Bishop. December of 2011, what can't Adam complain about? Adam and Jill's hypothetical talk show test pilot and Allison's news. Check it out.
You are a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby's a ladies' man.
Bobby's your husband.
Yeah, he could care less about sports.
What does he care about?
Me. What, seriously.
I know, but what would he tell me if he had two beers?
He'd still say me.
Okay.
Let's say you weren't sitting with us and he had five beers. No, he'd still say.
Okay, let's say you're across the country and he's throwing up. He's so drunk. What's he saying?
Bobby, you can hear me right now.
He
won't be on the show, but can you come to the window and mouth it?
Well, he cares about fabric, right? Don't you have a fabric store?
He doesn't really care. Bobby cares about having a good time.
Really?
Yep.
That's it.
Living life and having a good time.
And being dapper.
He does look good.
Does he wear like a vest and spats like to the pool?
No. He never wears a vest. But he always has nice shoes, a nice jacket.
Yeah.
He's very manicured.
Was he like this when you met him?
Yes, that's why I loved him. I mean, that's what I fell in love with. He was so manicured and handsome.
Really? You don't look at that as
overcompensation? That's a great shot.
Overcompensation?
Who's pulling these pictures? I love you.
Yeah.
I'm loving these pictures.
Probably Gary. So the point is you Thank met you, him because his cuticles were pushed?
Yeah. He's very, very clean. He's very clean.
What did Bobby do before he met you?
Stock. He was into real estate, stock market, all that stuff.
He's a businessman.
Yeah.
And you're a businesswoman.
Yeah.
And together you've created an empire.
Well, he's sort of half retired.
He's
just watching me do my thing.
I like that. Very supportive. Oh, that's why he's into you. Yeah.
He just likes,
be into you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he just likes to be, I don't know, he likes to be tortured. I literally torture him every day.
He's not into cars.
He likes cars, loves cars.
Does he have some cool cars?
He used to. And then when we sold our house, we sold our cars. But he had Ferraris. He's a Ferrari family.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't like Lamborghinis.
What the fuck?
That's what I said.
Why doesn't he like Lamborghinis?
I think it's racist.
Yeah.
I do.
I got to talk to him.
I think you should talk to him.
Yeah, there's some cool old
Lamborghinis.
If we
move out here, will you take him to get a car?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I'll take him for a ride in a Lamborghini.
No, he wants to buy a car. Will you help him pick out something?
Yeah. You guys going to move out here?
I think so, part-time.
Mm-hmm. Why? Why Hollywood?
I want to get out of the winters in New York, and it's either Boca or L.A. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of show would you and I do? And what did you pitch to me?
Well, by the way, you think you're the funny one. I thought I was the funny one, and you were the straight one.
That was not your pitch, Jill.
I swear I'm the funny one.
What was your pitch?
Ask anybody.
You told me to ask your husband if you were funny.
I'm really funny, I swear to God. I think we would have a great, advice talk show.
Uh-huh.
But you handle the men, and I handle the women.
So,
I can handle the men, too, and you can handle love problems for girls who can't find a guy. I can handle why the guy's a loser and can't get the girl.
You see the sign of like a syndicated daytime thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hit!
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Do you agree?
You and I had great chemistry.
Yes, we did.
Know, don't worry, Lynette.
We were drunk.
A little drunk.
To be
you
fair.
You were drunk. I don't drink.
Oh, you don't drink.
Mm.
I was drunk.
You were drunk.
They keep filling. I was drinking Mangria, and they keep.
We had a good time that night.
Yeah, had a good time.
That was a great episode, right? Look, and I was wearing a great dress.
Andy Cohen almost wore socks. It was that good an episode. And he told me he'd get shit-faced at those things. Like, he had to tell him to mellow out with the booze.
Really?
Because just keep filling your cup up.
Yeah, he likes it. He got a show. Congratulations to Andy Cohen. Mm. 5 nights a week.
Oh, the gays must be riding in the streets.
They're rioting. He's a riot. He is. I love
turning
the format.
Over Miatas.
He's got really funny skits. I love his skits.
Lighting
See, Chelsea
islands
Handler,
on fire.
Chelsea cut back. She cut back on her skits. I'm a little upset with her.
Chelsea cut back.
I feel like there aren't as many skits on her show anymore.
I just read she's cut back 22% on her skits.
Did you really?
No.
But
what
after
do, what
lately,
do I give a shit about Chelsea no, Handler?
But
for?
After lately is like a skit show. So.
Uh huh. So she should be doing more skits.
I love that After
Would
Lately.
Would your show have skits?
Have you watched After Lately?
No, but should we do skits?
Definitely. Definitely.
No, but definitely skits. You got to do skits.
Would you also do bits?
Bits or skits?
Bits or skits?
What is a skit?
Yeah. Hmm?
You got to do skits.
Skits?
Yeah.
Will we have reoccurring things?
Yeah, I kind of like the topic that you just had about complaints.
Mm-hmm.
We could do a whole complaint
You want to do
department.
One?
I have so many complaints. I don't even know where to start.
Well, we got to throw one up there. We'll throw up a holiday one up there.
Yes.
You got to pull one. I'll get ready with the bell.
The world is full of it. And one man
better not be better than me.
Can complain about it all.
You're going to be given a topic and you have to complain about it.
Oh, I got a complaint. I have a complaint.
All right. Drunk women at a company Christmas party.
Why would a guy complain about that?
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge.
I don't get it.
See, Adam, people send in things they don't think Adam can complain about, but because he's such a master complainer, they'll be like puppies, and then he'll or blowjobs or something that they don't think he can complain about, and then he does.
I'll give you why to complain about. She'll pass out before, you know, she puts out.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
That's not enough.
That's
good. No, you got to do
Allison,
a solid
that's
five.
That's good.
Allison.
Listen.
Back
don't
me up.
Don't do
Go
that
Jill.
Jew pride thing with her. Just because you're in the same tribe. No. I need a solid 5 minutes.
Oh, 5 minutes?
I need a nice, solid 3 minutes. If we're doing a show together.
No, but I have. But that's not what I want to complain about.
Well, see, that's not how it works. You got to complain about what they give, what the audience
You're being
gives
totally
you.
Anti-Semitic. What do you want to complain about?
I want to complain about that I was in a store today, and there was a sign that said, sale up to 60% off.
Yeah.
Everything underneath it was not on sale.
What the?
And I said to the woman very nicely, I said, listen, I used to work in a retail store, and if you have a sign over something that says sale, and it's not on sale, you have to give it to me. And it's a law. Like, if it's signed sale. So she, instead of saying to me, listen, you know, it was a mistake, and, you know, obviously it was a mistake, whatever, she was, like, really rude to me. She takes the sign, like, off it and moves it to the next thing. And it was like, you don't think when I walk out you're going to put the sign back.
Yeah,
someone's going to sue them, and they're going to have to pay millions of dollars. I'm telling you, there are lawsuits.
What store was this, or do you not want to say?
This is not helping the stereotype of the Jewish consumer, by the way. It's like complaining about
Why
locks.
Is it a Jewish thing?
Oh,
it's called getting what it said sale. I went, I tried it on, I would have bought it, but not at full price.
But don't you worry that people know who you are now and when you're bitching about stuff?
I don't really care. And you know what? I think Page Six is putting out something tomorrow on me. And you know what? I don't really care.
What do you think it is?
Oh, I know what it is.
Ooh.
They called today.
True? Uh-huh.
It's not true. Well, it's half true.
Uh-huh.
Last week was my birthday, and my assistant, without me knowing, called up a few people who have sent me stuff in the past, said, hey, it's Jill's birthday. If you want to send her anything, I want to surprise her and send her a bunch of stuff of things that she loves. It's not that big a deal. So they got the story that I called up to get free stuff.
Uh-huh.
First of all, so what if I did?
Mm.
I promote a lot of products, and I have a lot of, you know, it's not.
Oh,
I see. It's not public. Anyway, what they sent me, some makeup or whatever, and it was a nice thing. So I said, just make sure you spell my name right and that you promote the companies that sent me stuff, and I'm all good with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. 60% off, or they sent it to you for free?
They sent it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever get anything for free, Adam?
Yeah. I get the occasional. Yeah, I get the occasional thing for free.
That he gets a lot of bathrobes.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Is that a problem? You're a celebrity.
I got
a
fire suit. I got a fire suit for free that cost me $1,300. But that's a long story.
You have a Wienermobile. Did you pay for that?
Oh no, I didn't pay for my Wienermobile. Yeah. As a celebrity, you get a lot of crap
that's
for free.
That's cool. And you know what? So what?
And people, when I travel around, people give me a lot of stuff for the kids and a lot of, you know, they give me a lot of nut-based products.
No, but they think that's a story. Like that. So I said, I'm flattered that I'm so relevant that you want to write about the fact that my assistant called to get me some free stuff. Whoopee.
Yeah. Well, people think what they want to think. You want to try another one? Are you good? 60% off?
I think you can do
that
better.
You think I could do better?
I mean, I think you can do another one at least.
Oh, come on, Allison. Don't be rough. But again, we're going to be doing a show.
Give me a topic. I can complain about anything.
There you go. We're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a daily show. Do we have any music, by the way?
Yeah, she's Jewish. There's honey ham is up there.
Yeah, there you go. Ham. Swine.
Gross.
Swine. Yeah.
Honey ham. And we're supposed to complain about it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so
the name is so.
Hold on.
Feminine.
Let's get the music going. Hold on.
If you're a ham man, you shouldn't be eating honey ham. Do you like that?
I need 5 solid minutes. I need A material.
I can't even talk.
A material. All right,
can you complain about reality shows?
Absolutely. So half of them are fake and scripted. And
how cooked is the Real Housewives?
I think all reality shows are getting more cooked.
Uh-huh.
I think they start out real, and as time goes on,
sure,
they run out of real material and they start making the stuff up.
How big a douchebag is Simon?
As big as you want him to be.
Wow. That guy.
He was in my apartment.
He's in the
went on,
when I lived in Brooklyn, I had Alex and Simon on my show that I used to do out of my living room.
Oh, you?
Oh, yeah. You do?
Too. I know your name now.
Oh,
Simon.
I don't know your face because I never met you.
Simon was in your apartment with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And who the hell is
Simon?
One of the husbands.
They were actually,
of course,
they were friendly and they were funny. I think they'd just come from a party and
they were drunk.
I think that some alcohol had been.
I like the fact that he's an alcoholic,
drunk, yeah.
But that's the only thing.
Simon was very outgoing, charismatic,
yes,
and the
is.
Kind of thing where I was like, actually, of the two of them, if I were to meet them at a party, I would think he's the one that would be on TV.
I liked him more than her. But after the show was over, I called them, I emailed them, and I said, you know what, the show's over, drama's over, if you need anything, I'm here. You know, like, if you want to do, I get an appearance, and they asked for more Housewives, you know, they never responded, and I went on Good Morning America on my, like, goodbye tour to say goodbye, and they called afterwards, because they were jealous that I did it, they called after, they put him on, and he badmouths me for no reason. He says that I'm still in high school. It's like, the show's over. The drama's over. Why are you doing that, Simon? It just makes you look bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's a snappy dresser, but not in the way Bobby is. Bobby's dapper.
Oh, by the way,
thanks
for getting dressed up for me today. I appreciate that.
I just want to know I'm not a snappy dresser.
Hey, at least you wore pants.
All right, Allison, you got a little more news to do, by the way. And Jill, you hang in and jump in. And again, if we're going to do this show together,
okay.
I need to feel you rolling with these news stories because we're doing the show every day.
Okay.
And
I
don't
do it every day.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Jill and Ace in the Morn or something. You know, we'll work on the title. You know,
oh, you could go first, Adam.
Hot cup of Jill. Hot cup of Jill with the Ace man. With a side Ace.
I like the
Ace
side
over
of Ace.
Easy. Hot cup of Jill with Ace over Easy.
Ace over Easy.
All right. Hot cup of Jill with Ace over Easy. And it's going to be syndicated. So it'd be on from 9 a.m. till, you know, noon all around the country. Hot cup of Jill with Ace in
the
morning.
Have you spoken to your agent yet?
Yes.
Liar.
Well,
He's lying.
I'm not
lying with his eyes.
Oh, not
see.
About
talk
this.
Talk to him all the time.
Yeah, I spoke to him. We talked about John Stewart, man. No.
Who is your agent?
Hot James Baby Doll Dixon. Hot cup of Jill with Ace Over Easy in the morning, and then we just come out every morning, and we're peppy, man. You know.
Yeah, very.
And I'm dressed. I'm having Bobby dress me.
Oh, Bobby's good. We'll
He's
take you shopping.
Dressing me, and we're sitting on stools. So, but it's casual.
I'll get you some free
you know
clothes.
I mean? Yeah, I want some free. And we sit on our stools.
Did anyone laugh at that? That is so funny that I just said that.
I laughed.
I laughed inside. And that's going to be your thing. Did anyone laugh at that?
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And then we're going to have... Yeah, this is gonna be our song, by the way. And we're gonna come down and we're gonna have our super gay producer, Derek. And he's never going to think anything's fine. We're just going to see him shaking his head all the time. And he always wears a
long
different...
Long-suffering Derek.
He wears a different color sweater.
It's your producer.
Every day. Derek.
Yeah.
No.
You haven't hired him yet.
Oh, we haven't hired him.
In Hot Cup of Jill and Ace of Lazy.
Do we know who he is? Or we're making his name up?
We're going to cast him. He's not really going to produce the show.
His real name is Gregory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we sit on stools. Lucite.
But it has to be, I have a back.
Yeah, I have a back, for sure, but it'll be Lucite. And then
a cushion.
And you have Hot Cup of Joe with Ace on the Side mugs you drink out of.
Right. And we do a bit called Where the Heck is Bobby? And we send them all around the world, you know.
Bobby's sleeping.
And that's the joke. That's the joke. Every time we find out he's just asleep. Turns out he's at home asleep.
He's not listening, is he?
We get a sponsor.
So trouble.
You and I are doing our thing.
I'm supposed to say he's in a meeting.
Jill, what's in the news today? What's going on out there?
Herman McCain bailed out today.
Oh, man. That's good stuff.
Isn't there something interesting that he shares a name with the other McCains? Just little note.
How about the fact that there's a guy named Mitt and a guy named Newt and they're running against each other?
They should be on the same team.
Yeah.
Just for protection.
Mitt and Newt.
I know.
It's a weird thing that we got a president
names. I'm not happy with any of them.
This is good. This kind of hot talk we'll have. What's the problem?
They're all
you know,
a problem.
Newt's coming on Friday. You can tell him yourself.
What?
See, no. We're doing the show, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Newt's coming on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm leaning towards Donald Trump.
Will you tell Newt that to his face when he comes out on Friday?
No problem. And I'll also ask him if he could take me shopping at Tiffany's.
He agreed to play a round of where
you know
the
about
heck-
Tiffany's? He has a $175,000 line of credit at Tiffany's, so I'd like him to take me shopping.
Oh, I see. Yeah. That'd be funny. Bring that up.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Have our producer write that down. Well, have Newt already agreed to play a round of Where the Heck is Bobby? With us. Celebrity
he's a good
edition.
Sport.
Politician.
He's a good sport.
I have some celebrity. I have some friends who are politicians. Charlie Crist is a good friend of mine. He was the governor of Florida.
We'll book him.
Well, definitely. Oh, yeah. And my sister, by the way. Lisa Wexler started her new show today.
She's a radio talent, yeah.
She's radio in Connecticut. Congratulations, mm-hmm. Lisa Wexler.
You know, what we'll do is, you know, but we won't go, it won't be all politics. It'll be hot talk.
Got to do a little Kardashian gossip.
A little gossip.
I think I saw Kim yesterday.
Where?
That's good.
I do. And I think we could do, mm-hmm. like, ask people to call in
mm-hmm.
to look for people.
Mm-hmm. Where's Kim?
Where's Kim?
She's with Bobby. Bobby's banging the bejesus out of Kim.
Not his type.
Not good.
He likes Jewish girls.
It's good that he says that.
He does.
That's a good angle.
He does.
Because when there's a super hot chick, you can't say she's not
big.
Hot. Like if you go, she's a pig, no one's going to believe it. But you go, not my type.
No, not his type.
By the way, I will fuck outside of my type. I'm just putting it out there. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'll be sure to let Lynette know that.
Kim Kardashian, not my type. No, I'm saying we all have our types.
Yes.
But then there's super hot versions that aren't in our
Bobby,
type.
Bobby, come in here. I want to
go outside of that group.
Would you go outside your type?
It's good not to be boxed in.
Maybe after mm-hmm. like 10
you
tequilas.
Stay open.
Mm-hmm. He might have to 10 tequilas, but he'll pass out before he gets there. So. Well,
again, save it all for the show and the Where's okay. Bobby. It's going to be awesome. Hot cup of
you
Jill with Ace over easy.
By the way, great picture of me.
Great picture,
nice
Jill.
Nice photoshopped waist, right?
Yeah. Looking good.
Looking hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice Photoshop.
I'll be dapperly dressed. It's going to be good.
But again, you look good.
It's a morning show.
Who's
so I won't.
By
go
the way,
too,
whose body is that?
I won't go too.
Is that your body?
Is that my body?
Yeah, did they put your head on that?
I think.
Yeah, I'm just wearing a suit.
Is that you?
Yeah.
I thought maybe they took your head and put it on someone else.
No.
You look good.
Thank you.
You do.
Hot cup of Ace. Wait a minute. Hot cup of Jill.
This is the question.
Ace over easy.
What's Lynette's type? Does she like this look or does she like that look?
Oh, I'm sure she'd like anything but this look.
So you see, you're not trying. We're going to have to talk about that.
Yeah. Lack of effort is sort of what
I love going. We're going to get into the marriage. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show.
That's right, his brand.
Let's do a little more
lack
news.
Of
yeah.
Okay, Allison, bring it on.
The rest of the news with Allison Rosen.
Tyra Banks went on Larry King's CNN special, Dinner with the Kings, along with Conan O'Brien, Seth MacFarlane, Shaquille O'Neal, Quincy Jones, and Russell Brand. And on this show, she said that the way she came off on America's Next Top Model was just a character she was playing. And I could quote her, but instead we could just watch her saying this.
This is going to be super blowhardy. Should we buckle up for blowhard?
I think we should buckle up and we should also get our hair down.
You're not a fan of Tara?
She's
Tyra?
A wild blowhard. She's an insane
she
blowhard.
She does like herself.
She's an exquisite blowhard. I know it very well because...
How well?
Well, I used to have a boxing trainer, and this guy trained her too.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy would take pictures of all, you know, Matt Damon and the people he trained. And then he'd ask if you could put it up on the wall, you know. And he'd give, you know, a week later when he came back, he'd give you the picture. And then you'd write, thanks, Terry, you're the best,
right.
You know. And then Matt Damon, and you put it up on the wall. And everyone had a picture of them sort of with their arm around Terry. That's
like every restaurant in New York
thanks,
City.
Thanks, buddy, you're the best.
Dry cleaner.
She brought a picture of herself in, black and white, sweaty, shiny, in a bikini, oiled up, lights hitting her just so, looking like the hottest thing you've ever seen in a bikini. And it said, Terry, thanks for making me strong, fast, you know, unbelievable, and fabulous.
So what's wrong with that?
Can't nobody fuck with me, signed Butterfly. Her nickname. Well, what she did is what all blowhards do, which is they can't say anything about anyone else without turning it back toward them. See, it wasn't, thanks, Terry, you're great. It was, thanks, Terry, for turning me into this unstoppable, beautiful, strong force. And then she signed it Butterfly, which is like float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. And I know she's a colossal blowhard, but when I saw this, because everyone else just said, thanks, buddy, she turned it on her and she used it as an opportunity to brag about how great
she
was.
But you know what? She can back it up. A lot of people are blowhards. They can't back it up. She can back it up.
She's a colossal blowhard.
What does that mean, though? She can back it up by being fierce?
She can back it up because she just went to Harvard. She has an incredible... She's 35 years old. She's had two major hit series. She had a talk show.
Yeah, so shut up.
Pretty successful.
All right, so get over
yourself. This is what the show's going to be like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kiss my fat ass!
Okay, yeah. So let's watch her.
I'm buckled in for blowhard. Let's hear it.
When I... did my show, created my show, whatever. I also created a persona on Top Model. And it's a character. So when I'm sitting there and I have all this makeup on and I'm like, your picture's not fierce and, you know, talking all that and reprimanding the girls and like, that is a character. Like, I don't do that. Like, in real life, I'm like passive aggressive. I'm anti-confrontational. I'm even in coaching to like learn how to be confrontational. So it's a character, but people
think
it's
real. You're very sexy. You realize that you're like a sex symbol to me.
Am I? No, I'm not. I'm so not sexy. I know how to turn on for a picture, but I'm not sexy in real life. Like, I'm not sexy right now.
Mm-hmm. She's a delight. All right.
Wow, I gotta watch that show.
Larry King. You're very sexy. You're very sexy.
He had his wife like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's his type. Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you go.
If I were at a dinner party, dinner with her, over at Larry's. I would throw up.
Yeah.
What else you got, Allison?
Mm-hmm. Consumer Reports has published their naughty or nice list. These are brands that are naughty or nice. And on their naughty list, AirTran and Southwest for having hidden fees, Sirius XM for their fees, Liberty Travel, Swiss Colony, which is a mail order food company. Those are all because of fees, I believe. And then for having bad return policies, GameStop, American Apparel, Radio Shack, Verizon Wireless.
Mm.
Any opinions on any of those brands?
I'm not interested in any of those brands.
I don't know. Southwest, hidden fees. I don't know.
Oh,
I
big mean, lawsuit.
There's
Did
a big
you hear?
Lawsuit.
Ticketmaster just settled that they had hidden fees online. And they are giving back anybody who has bought anything on Ticketmaster since, like, 1999.
Really?
Well, up to, like, whatever. So the $10 million – listen to this. $10 million set aside for this, like $40 million for the lawyers.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can fact check me on that one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, everyone who always complains because they buy a ticket to my show and it's $35, but by the time they – get it, it's $53 or $54. It's all these
not
fucking
anymore.
Taxes and fees and stuff that are tacked on there. I don't know. Southwest may be tacking on something and saying they're not tacking on something, but still no better airline to get you from Burbank to Phoenix, really, for $89, is there?
For, right?
Yeah. Say
and
so.
And they have that novel lining up by number thing that you have to be smart to know how to do.
That's right.
Okay, on the nice list, REI, Buy Low Supermarket, Live Nation, Costco, Orvis, Crutchfield, Microsoft, Cablevision, and Amazon.com.
Okay. Costco, I love Costco.
Yeah.
But they're not that nice. They don't give you bags.
No bags, but no free bags. Samples.
Love the samples.
If you go at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
Love the they give you boxes.
Yeah, no bags.
No bags.
Yeah, you like a bag?
Well, what if there's no boxes? Like, it's really busy now, and it's, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not a big complaint, but.
At this point, our producer would be given the wrap it up.
Derek.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. Derek. And mm-hmm. I'd be like, Newt Gingrich. Gingrich. God, that's a hard name to say. Newt Gingrich. Coming up next, he's going to be playing Where's Bobby? Jill.
Why don't we take a 5-minute break?
You got fashion do's and don'ts with Tyra Banks.
Oh, you want a fashion do and don't?
Mm-hmm.
Love fake eyelashes. Take care of your eyebrows. Give you an instant facelift.
Mm-hmm.
And don't wear high-waisted pants.
And we're going to do what? We're going to do what can't Jill complain about?
That's
audience hard. Members, get ready to receive questions supplied by Jill and then regurgitate them back to Jill. Hopefully things to do with 60% off over at Macy's. All right, we'll be right back after this.
Oh, my pants are
up. It's good. It's good, yeah. No, that's good. It's like we're taking a break now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is when the wedgie picking happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, those Lucite stools are a bitch. They'll drive it right up there.
Let's talk about wedgies for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like I've heard there's a way to actually readjust without using your hands, but there's not, mm-hmm. is there?
Well, what do you use?
I don't know.
No, I feel like me
and, use someone else's teeth.
Yeah, me and Jill have assistants, so.
Oh.
That's how you, that's Should what they're talking
what
about.
What do you say to them to get them to?
They know the nod.
Yeah.
They know the nod.
Okay.
They know the wedgie nod.
Yeah. Might they mistake it for you saying you're constipated and bring you a laxative?
I have, it's just a nod. Yeah. It's just a look.
It's a prearranged signal.
Yeah.
For what?
Get the wedgie out. Earn your money.
Any means necessary.
How do you know someone has a wedgie?
The look. Give them the look.
Do you look to see if someone has a wedgie?
No, my assistant knows. My assistant knows to get my wedgie out when I give him the look.
But the wedgie is under the pants. You can't necessarily
I don't care about
Adam,
his
why
wedgie.
Would you ask your assistant to look at your butt to see if you have a wedgie?
No, no.
Wouldn't you be able to
you
tell
You could
him?
Not see what I was going on just now. It was my bodysuit.
If I closed my eyes, I could.
No, but it was my bodysuit that was wedging me, not my pants.
Uh-huh. Again, you want it removed, you use your assistant.
That stuff falls under the that falls under the wedgie umbrella bodysuit.
Or the mm-hmm. TMI umbrella.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the nice companies, by the way, TMI.
Okay, so and
there's something in my butt.
That's what I would say if I had a wedgie bodysuit or otherwise.
I would watch this show where you guys discuss this.
Mm-hmm.
Wedgies in the butt and who to tell and how to tell them.
I like it.
It's a whole who's on first kind of thing.
I hope there's one of those ass wives from Telepictures listening right now because this is
hot.
Wait,
phone
I'm waiting
talk.
For you to say
hot
the F word because I heard it before, but I haven't heard it since. I like that you can
fuck
say
those ass wives from Telepictures. There you go.
I like that word.
Yeah.
See, my thing with
Sounds
thongs
mm-hmm.
is that they feel like wedgies.
Mm.
Back me up.
We'll have
wedges.
You on.
Oh, yeah. Can I come on and talk about that?
Yeah, we'll have
I'd
you
love
on.
To. I'd mm-hmm. love to. Okay, great. So, Jennifer Aniston.
You're going to do the news, I assumed.
Mm-hmm.
We all assumed.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston specifically asked for a meeting with Justin Theroux's ex-girlfriend, according to Grazia magazine.
Oh, and I believe them? I don't think so.
That's good. No, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
That's
to
a
clear
referral.
The air.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Don't believe that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But if we were to believe that bullshit, I'm just wondering, what are your thoughts, everyone in the room, what are your thoughts about meeting with your current boyfriend or girlfriend's ex?
Unless you want to know if he has an STD, I don't know why you'd want to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you got herpes, you might want to ask the ex-girlfriend if she had it too.
Did she steal him away?
Yes, evidently, and she feels guilty about it. It was a tearful meeting involving drinking of wine to clear the air.
What does the ex do? Is she an actress or something?
Her name is Heidi Bivins, and I don't know what she does.
Mm.
But I could let me see
put
if
out
it says
the press release, Hartine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She wants to get press off of Jennifer.
I don't know. Brian, I feel like you and I could go in there and pick up the pieces with Heidi.
Yeah,
though.
We could clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Jen has always been sympathetic to Heidi because she's heard from Justin just how devastated she is about their breakup, a source told the magazine.
Uh-huh.
Jen told Heidi that she understands what a painful time she has been going through and explained that she wanted her to know, hand on heart,
this is her
that
publicist.
She would never steal another woman's man.
Well, doesn't
had,
I mean,
having had it
this
happen
is
to her,
Jennifer. This is Jennifer Aniston, right?
Yeah,
she'll be done with him in what 9 weeks.
I have a segment.
Mm.
When a story comes out like this, we could play a game of who leaked the story.
Uh-huh.
Like dissect the story and figure out whose publicist it was. Uh-huh. Who
All right.
you That's think good. Let this out.
Next on Hot Cup of Jill with Ace Over Easy. We'll be playing Who Leaked the Story. And again, a celebrity
That's the sound
version
effect.
Of Where's Bobby? All this right after this break. Stay with us, won't you? Stick around, would you? Don't touch Jill. I like when they beg people not to go. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that down. Hang on.
Don't touch it.
Coming back. Coming right back here. Come
Don't
back
check that email.
Coming back in 2 and 2.
No, right check back. An email.
Yeah.
Now you
Stay
give
right
your assistant
Keep
the
right
nod.
Here. Keep it right here.
Mm-hmm. Give your assistant the look now.
This goddamn Lucite stool has driven my underpants up my ass once again. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Story in Salon, which is online. It's a round table with critics, and the question is, are there too many best of lists?
Mm-hmm.
Because now is the time of year.
Like on what?
Online and in magazines and just everywhere.
Because
now is the time of year where everyone is doing their best of lists. And I used to work at magazines, and I was a critic, and I know a lot of critics, and specifically film critics, begin working on their best of and 10 best movies of this year, like January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it annoying.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I miss Mr. Blackwell.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, he was claimed by AIDS. But
no, Joan Rivers still around? Took that.
Oh,
Isn't
she took,
Joan Rivers
she took
sort of
Blackwell.
Doing that?
Yeah.
I missed the worst dressed folks. It is one of these things that you go, eh. But I always look at them. Like, you know, top 10 sports
like
plays
lists.
Of the year. Here's what it is. Whatever you do, like if you do a show that's automotive or you do a show that's sports or you do a show that's fashion or you do a show that's technology, then you get to present your own best techno whatever of the year, best
right.
movies, best sports plays, top 10 sports plays. So whatever, there's just too many categories now, but I'm all right with that. Like, I would watch if you gave me the top 10 tech innovations or
like
techie
them.
Things. We'll do that on the show. We'll have a tech segment. Mr. Gadget will come in and do.
I'm a gadget freak. I love my gadgets.
It's perfect.
What are your top 10 gadgets? Can we get a preview?
The iPad keyboard.
I, you know what? Let's walk over to the Lucite demonstration table. There's going to be a lot of Lucite on here. We're going to walk
Love
over
it.
To that. Mr. Gadget will come out. He'll do a bit with us. Then he's going to tell the entire
Love
audience,
it.
Everyone is getting an iPad. By
keyboard.
The way, they
keyboard.
Go berserk. They're getting the keyboard. They'll go nuts.
They'll go nuts.
All right, when we come back, Where's Bobby? Newt Gingrich is going to be out here to play celebrity round of politician round of Where's Bobby? And also, we're going to be doing What Can't Jill Complain About on Hot Cup of Jill with Ace Over Easy. Coming back at 2 and 2. Love
you. You are so good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So good.
Yeah, that's when we do our thing.
I'm so sorry I'm losing it again.
No, it's all right.
What else is on your gadget list?
We got to get this going.
I got the new iPhone 4, and I like talking to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm losing my voice.
Completely. Yeah. That's good. We're going to bring it home anyway.
Going down.
We got to pitch this thing around town. I need you to have a fresh voice for that. We got to get pitching.
You want me to come back this week?
No, tonight.
Tonight?
We're going tonight.
No time to waste.
Yeah, going out.
No, but I could come back again. I'll get
Tele
it back
pictures
in 2 days.
Is on the way out of here. We can swing by there. I got some good friends.
You know,
you think
it's a joke. I think we could really do something.
I think we could do it. Do it over telepictures. Work with those assholes. God, they're assholes. God,
how did you like the way we work
assholes.
Together?
Yeah.
It's really good.
I think we got some.
Really good.
You know what I'm going to do?
Voice. Imagine how good it's going to be when you have a voice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because I'm as demented as you are.
I'm going to call my good friends over at Pro Flowers and send some flowers over.
You know
to
who loves Pro Flowers?
Who?
Yes.
Bobby.
He really does. I swear
Where's
to God.
Where's Bobby? Brought to you by Pro Flowers.
It does.
Hey, if you need flowers, I'll work this in. Hey, this segment of Where's Bobby? Brought to you by Pro Flowers. 800-PRO-FLOWERS. Mention Ace, by the way. And go to proflowers.com.
Does Bobby get a discount?
Oh, yeah.
If he mentions Ace?
Yeah, Bobby, when he goes to Pro Flowers, if you mention Ace or... You go to proflowers.com, you click on the microphone in the top right corner, and you type in Ace, you will get a discount. Bobby will get a discount.
That's it. He's buying them again.
Bobby's getting them.
He bought me flowers from there.
Pro Flowers.
Yep.
Love that about Bobby. And he'll get an even
can we
better
have a,
deal.
Can we have a guest come on who can teach me how to put them in a vase? Because you get the flowers in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
Yeah, that's right. One. I feel so the same way with macaroni.
Stick them into a vase.
What now? What now?
I need to, what like, my friend now? Comes over, I swear to God, with these flowers, and she takes a little cup. She's trimming them. She's adding. They were gorgeous.
Right.
But I don't know how to do that.
That's where we'll bring on a professional florist.
Okay. And someone who cooks macaroni.
Von Dutchen.
And I love to cook.
Oh, you like to? Oh, we do cooking segments.
You teach me how to fix a car. I'll teach you how to cook.
What's one of your dishes?
Oh well, now potato lock is coming up for Hanukkah.
All right, that'll be good. That's a segment.
I did it on the Today Show last year. Don't. Serious.
We'll book the chick that Jennifer Aniston apologized to and come on the show. Heidi will come on and cook latkes with us.
Get a publicist in here. I'll get it out of her. I know a publicist.
Hey, coming up next on Hot Cup of Jill, making latkes with Heidi. Jilted Heidi. Next on Hot Cup of Jill with Ace over Easy. Coming back in 2 and 2, you still be you. See, I do something that rhymes with 2 and 2 every time. You know what I mean? It's good. And then I deny I ever even saw him do that on, what the hell is that?
Love Connection. Chuck Woolery.
Yeah. I just, with a straight face, I go, I've never seen that show.
Isn't that Chuck Woolery's line?
I don't know that name.
The famous game
Chuck
show?
Woolery, the astronaut?
No, is it game show? Host game it like show 10 host. Game shows?
I'm too young.
Chuck Woolery. No, you're not.
I do 2 and 2. I don't know that one. Anyway. You good? You good, Allison?
Do I get hair and makeup if we do the show?
Oh, yeah.
So I look good every day?
You bring in your own people. Absolutely. And Bobby comes on, too, you know.
I'm Allison Rosen.
He won't come on.
Zip it, cunt.
Maybe Phoebe. Bobby.
What?
That was Bobby, come up.
No, not this. No, I don't want him here.
No, he didn't even say hello.
No, I don't need him for this. And by the way,
we'll ruin the mystery, because where is he?
Amazon. If you guys like the show and you want to keep the pirate ship a sail, Amazon, especially around the holidays.
They're on a nice list.
Amazon's on a nice list.
Did you do a top buy on Amazon? Did you pick out stuff for your fans?
Oh, that's what I need to do.
You need to tell them what to buy for Christmas.
I'm going to tell you guys.
On Amazon.
And that was Jill Zarin with her classic appearance from 2011.
11 years ago.
Like, wild. Wild.
I mean, it'll be December, it'll be 11 years, but still, 10 and a half years.
Yeah, and she brought her whole family in when she and her dog. Come back again, Jill.
Of course she brought her dog.
Ton of fun. Yeah, she tried to bring her dog into the studio. I think her dog's name's Bossy. And Adam put the kibosh on that pretty quick.
I wonder if I could bring one of my dogs in the studio. They weigh 250 pounds. They're mostly quiet. I think Adam would like them.
Yeah, I think Adam is actually better with bigger dogs, I've noticed.
I feel like I could also cash in on a little bit of super fan Giovanni love and be like a little...
Brian,
I never bring
him
in
time.
Anywhere. People always go, bring your dog. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that Adam, when he sees the smaller dogs, I just don't, he's not as warm to them as I usually see with other dogs, I think, but you know, it could be.
It's an interesting perception.
All right, let's get going with our final clip. It's a Rotten Tomatoes game from March of 2019.
Adam Carolla Show 25-36. Rotten Tomatoes game 158. Chronologically, the next game we haven't played in about a month. For all the people who don't like the game, we still got to play it sometimes. It's Adam, Gene, and Brian. They play a extreme weather theme round of the Rotten Tomatoes game. Check it out. March of 2019.
All right, so this past week, we've had some weird weather in Southern California. It was sunny. It was raining. It was even hailing in some parts. So for this round of the Rotten Tomatoes game, we're going to feature movies with that same horrifying, dangerous weather. Like the kind we experienced this week in Los Angeles, California.
78 degrees over the weekend.
The first film has it all. Quaid, Gyllenhaal, and a superstorm that sets off catastrophic natural disasters all over the world, destroying even Lady Liberty herself. Just like what we saw here this week in Los Angeles. 2004's The Day After Tomorrow.
I saw this in the theaters.
I do, too. I love all these kinds of movies. They're all the same one. You see the Hollywood sign destroyed at some point.
Capitol Records.
Capitol Records. Angeline billboard comes down. At some point, you see the big tidal wave knock the Statue of Liberty over. And I love it every time. And these movies were sort of in vogue. I think probably... Al Gore's doc...
Inconvenient Truth.
Inconvenient Truth probably... Hollywood's always gone this. There's always that scene where it's like, I've looked at your climate models. They say we have 50 years. I was off by 48 and a half. And it's like, yeah. They never stop and go, wait a minute, are you a genius or not? Because you said all this was going to happen in 200 years, but you're saying now it's happening Wednesday? So I'm not sure if you're our guy.
Yeah.
Like now they do
how
the thing
good
where
the scientist
like,
are
let's
you?
Get him a security pass and get him into the Oval Office. Like, what, this guy was off by 200 years? That guy? We're going to listen to him? I'm not taking you to the track. Sorry.
All right.
The number four is going to win eventually.
Right.
Could be tomorrow. Could be next week.
I love all these movies.
Gene, have you seen this? Doesn't seem like a Gina kind of movie.
I do like big disaster movies, but I didn't see this.
They
one.
Start off.
There is some cool stuff in this movie.
There's plenty of good stuff. The critics will never be kind to it, even though they like the idea of climate change. These are always schlocky. There's always a kind of working relationship with the ex-wife, and then there's the son and the daughter, whatever. And they get apart, and they have to figure out how do you make a movie that's about a literally global climate change? How does it distill down to two people,
to a family,
and their life? Yeah. And it's always like, I have to get to them.
It's that.
Well, what was the movie? And it was famously directed by a woman. The meteor was coming and everyone's headed to the limestone.
Deep Impact.
That was a great movie. And they really nailed that family.
It was Armageddon light.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. That had some real pathos to it.
All right. Day after tomorrow.
There's a great scene. Remember the helicopter freezes? Like there's a flash freezing and the helicopter freezes and the pilot's getting out and he freezes as he's getting out.
And
it's a great scene.
There's also not enough of.
Find that scene.
There's not enough of other people, like, if I was sitting around and, like, they're in, like, Philadelphia, and they're like, my son's in Manhattan, and they're like, the planes, the trains, everything's frozen, then we'll walk. And the guy gears up, you know, I'd be like, what were you talking about?
We could build a fire.
What are you talking about? Walk.
Put on your snowshoes.
What good are we going to do your son when we're 80 feet from where we're standing right now, dead?
Your son's probably long gone.
Yes. He's in the,
This is a pretty sweet scene.
Yeah, there's some good stuff to be had here. It's a fun watch.
They're in the helicopter.
I can tell you this from watching countless movies. Don't ever get in a helicopter. It never works out.
The fuel lines are starting to freeze. Oh, no, everything's stopping.
Frozen
in the sky. They're counter-rotating. But they're falling out of the sky.
All the gauges are freezing.
I got no problem with this.
But they're toasty warm.
No, wait for it. It gets better.
I got no problem with this. It's when King Kong jumps up and swats him is when I get angry.
Everything's freezing in real time.
Everything's freezing. You got to watch this movie. All right. Sorry, but this is...
I didn't realize this was quite so visual.
It's very visual, but a fun watch. A fun watch. All right.
Here it comes. Poking his head out. Pilot pokes his head out.
He better be frozen.
I've survived.
Instant freeze. Instant froze. All right.
Okay.
Fun. But the critics can't.
99!
They won't be good to these things.
They must have been hard on this one.
They must have been.
Or were they?
Well, they like the message of climate change, and it's always,
but
you know.
Is that enough?
Man-made, whatever. No, it's enough to add a couple of points on something that could be in the 40s. It's enough to get it up to 55.
Ooh. See, now I wrote down 44 and crossed out and put 38 to my final score. 38.
My one and only score, 40.
The Day After Tomorrow is rotten. Brian should have gone with your gut. 44. The next film showcases friendship, love, and filthy pieces of white trash set against a backdrop of some very extreme weather. Not weather super normal or anything, just Mother Nature being a big bitch on a bad day. George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg, and ACS alumnus Bill Fichtner in 2000's The Perfect Storm.
Wolfgang Peterson.
Good
movie. I saw this in the theater also.
A true story, Ryan.
Yep, by the Andrew Regale.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this was... I went to see some coworkers who I hated. And after leaving the movie, I was like, that was really good. And they were like, I didn't like it because spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Perfect Storm, this 30-year-old movie, fast forward 30 seconds, they go, everyone dies at the end. How do they know what happened? How could they make a movie about it? Like, that's why you make movies, because you don't always know. So you can make things up, or you can go with the best information you have, or it's a movie. But they were right. Incensed that they made some stuff up.
But everyone died at the end in real life, right?
That's right. That was their point. Like, how could they make a movie if everyone died?
I love anything on a boat. I love anything with a big wave. Mm. This was good.
Yeah.
I don't think it was considered great, but it was good.
Okay.
And this is a tough one in the I think the people like these guys.
Was there a love interest subplot?
Yeah, there's always
a little bit, but she was back. It was what was it?
She's keeping the home fires burning.
It was not Saffron Burrows, but
it was what's her name? It was Judd, wasn't it?
No,
Ashley Judd or somebody.
It's a girl with that type, with the dark hair and the features and the high cheekbones. I can't. Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
She's a person.
Can anyone look that up?
Yes. Yeah, so what? No, she was the other captain.
Oh, was she? She wasn't back at home. She
not
was,
only
yeah.
chick captain, but hot chick captain. Give me a break.
Diane Lane, I was going to say.
Oh, Diane Lane. Yeah. That's what I wanted. Oh, God. Diane Lane and Judd. Boy, they had a little crossover at a certain point.
All right.
So, what? Good movie.
I liked it a lot.
I liked it, too, but this is not also the kind of stuff the critics want to cheer. So... Okay, locked in. Brian?
I'm probably biased by my own enjoyment of this movie. I said 83.
Oh, my God.
Did you go way lower?
I might have been a little off on this. We'll see. I didn't see it. I don't know. I took a stab. I said 51.
Oh, no. This is a very good movie.
I said 78. It's good, and I just thought that the critics wouldn't love it they could have.
You're probably right.
The Perfect Storm is rotten.
No!
Yes!
At 47%.
All right.
Oh, that's crazy. Wow.
What's your what's the beef? I don't get it. It's just like nuts. It's sort of exactly what it was.
This is a very good movie.
Three guys or four guys, you know, out on a tuna boat and they hit a perfect storm based on a true story.
This film suffers from any actual drama or characterization. I disagree. There's a lot of drama in this movie.
Yeah, that's what it says.
All right. I feel good about it.
I guess there's a thing, and I'm not sure how it works, but once you get into the rotten category, you then must write something negative about it.
Yeah.
Like
to justify it.
Yeah, it's like I don't know, like The Hammer has an R rating, so then they have to go R rating 4, and they're like, seasonal violence. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? What are you talking about?
I love that salad bar.
And they're like, that's, I don't know, we just made, that's like Corinthian leather. Like, we just made it up. It's like, well, you can't give it an R and then make up stuff, some violence. Like, you mean amateur boxing? Like, no, we gave it an R, so we have to justify the R, so we have to write stuff that justifies the R, otherwise it seems like we're insane.
Really surprised. I like this movie quite a bit.
I did too. All right, Gina, look at you.
Okay.
Here we go.
We'll see.
The Perfect Storm.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Chris is reminding me. Scream 2, 81. Scream 2, Brian, 81. Oh. There you go.
I'm very upset about this.
All right, here we go.
All right, our next film features Helen Hunt. And a man who tragically did not outlive Jan Michael Vincent.
I love this movie.
Guys, We've Got Cows. And Bill Paxton in 1996's Twister.
Everyone liked to look at the name I'd wrote down 7 minutes ago on my piece of paper.
Paxton, there you go.
Yeah.
I wrote down Bill Paxton before we started the category. Because I saw True Lies the other night, and I forgot how great Bill Paxton's...
The Vet? Yes, or what?
He had more to do in that film than you thought. Like, it wasn't just like a quick scene or funny little vignette or whatever. He's in multiple scenes, and it's funny. And
he kind of kicked off the plot.
I wrote down Bill Paxton before we started because I wanted to bring it up, and then... Twister. So here we are.
Is this the first thing we saw Philip Seymour Hoffman in?
I've actually never seen this.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the first time I ever saw him.
Yeah. And he was in this, and then there were the evil storm chasers who drove the black vans. So you know they're bad.
Yeah, bad guys.
And the bad storm chasers. And
there's morality in storm chasers.
That was like Carrie Elwes or Elwes.
Oh, yeah, Elwes, yeah.
And so This was at the theater. What'd you say? 96?
Twister was 96.
96.
This is prime teen Brian viewing years.
Saw this, like, literally. They did a K-Rock showing of this in Westwood. Okay. And I remember going to it in 96. And I even, God, I have a very distinct memory of being a newly girlfriend, Lynette. Jimmy had a couple of, Katie and Kevin were young, very young at the time. And I think Lynette volunteering to babysit for them while Jimmy and his then wife and me went to Westwood.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah. And it was like, it's a good movie.
It's
like,
fine.
It's going to be, again, it's like, I don't think the critics are going to say it's good, but it's exactly as advertised. Well, there's storm chasers, there's love, yeah. And there's a tornado.
And spoiler alert, if you're ever in the middle of a tornado, strap a belt to something, you'll be fine.
Yes, that's what they did. Oh, right. It's tough because you watch these movies and you go, yeah, it's good. It's fine. Like, it's well done. Like,
it's exactly
I get it.
What you
it's
think
exactly
it's
what it's supposed to be. And then they go, 31. And you go, screw you. Like, it's fine.
Gina's protecting the lead.
Well, this one, I have a little skin in the game because I remember thinking this was a fun movie. I hadn't seen the other two.
And you got Helen Hunt as a strong woman in this, which is good for a couple of points. A good, strong woman. I guarantee if that tuna boat had been filled with chicks, we'd be in the 80s.
Tuna boat.
It would be called tuna.
Even if it was a crab boat, they would still have to designate it tuna boat. Check. That's how they do it. No, talk to the Coast Guard. If they're on the crab, but it's an all-female crew, they will call it a tuna boat.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. Oh, look it up. Okay. Helen Hunt was a strong central character in this, and it was well done. Okay, Brian?
I'm drawn dead here. I'm drawn blind. I just shot in the dark. Probably went too high. I said 68.
Oh.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, but I went 59.
I went 60.
Twister is rotten.
Damn it.
At 57%.
Oh. Mm.
All right.
Okay. Best case scenario for me.
Yeah.
Our fourth film is a thriller and a disaster flick rolled into one. It showcases just how badly rain can spoil a good day. Or a stressful day in which you and your partners are trying to pull off an armored car heist. 1997's Hard Rain.
I've never heard of this.
Oh, I
Morgan
remember
Freeman
this.
And Christian Slater?
Yeah.
It's a different time. I've actually never seen this either.
Cool poster. I've never heard of it.
I didn't. It's like they went to a town. And it's like Hurricane Heist, which is like I saw in
it's
the
right
theater.
There in the title.
Yeah. All right, let's get this moving. There's no way this is fresh. Get that off the table. Now we have that. Hey, man, we could be in the teens here. Mm-hmm. Or is it competent enough and is Morgan Freeman liked enough to get us into the thing?
Oh, this is crap. Before Morgan Freeman was kind of God. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was just an actor back then.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
Oh, hell, hold on.
I haven't seen it. I don't know for a fact that I've heard of it.
Well, that makes it easier.
Okay. Oh, my God, I don't know.
You saw a perfect storm, and it threw you.
33.
All right, 31. Gina?
30.
All right.
Wow. All right.
Hard Rain is rotten at 28.
All right.
Gina. This is normally the turn where you
that's the one.
On.
That's where I always
spin. You did
spin
30?
Out. Yeah, I did 30.
All right, so Gina's... I have a little lead here, I think. I got to be bringing up the rear. Here we go.
This next film tells the story of a board game with dire consequences. Among them, evil flesh-eating flowers, killer mosquito things, and a monsoon that almost claims the lives of the four main characters, 1995's Jumanji.
So the original with the Dag and Robin Williams, and you saw this and you were young and you thought this is fun, but...
Great kids movie.
We never know what the critics thought. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
I think everyone's sort of within striking distance of one another here. I need to make up some points.
Gina's got a 20-point lead probably on us.
Yeah, so
Will
I'm going to...
Will she keep it?
I'm going to try to think.
Okay. I got to think.
Okay.
This could be anything.
Could be anything. All right. I'm locked in. Is everyone locked in?
Okay.
This movie should be in the, I don't know, mid-60s, early 70s. It's good enough. But right. I went extraordinarily low because I got to make up 15 or 20 points. I went 42.
Ooh. I have the same strategy, 48.
I went the other way. They remade it. I think there's still a lot of spin-off hype. And I loved it when I was a kid. I said 78.
Oh, please be low.
Oh,
please, Gina, just be fresh.
You needed to go 60.
No. It's
Jumanji is rotten.
Woo! You mother effers.
At 53.
Okay, okay. All right.
That's going to drop pretty close. I got a five on that one.
Wow.
That was exciting.
Oh, wait, you got it on... You said
no, I got a five. I was within five.
Okay.
Oh, the Gina. I told you go 60. You're protecting a lead.
Yeah. I voted with my heart. I know you love when that happens. I stepped into my truth.
You go down the middle. You protect your lead. You went into your truth.
I thought I was. Maybe it was 100.
Those people are horrible. These critics, they're not going to give love to these kinds of movies. All right. I went too low trying to. I thought you were going to go 60, so I was going way low on the off chance, but here we go.
Well, everybody made the podium in this well-fought round.
Yeah, congratulations, everyone.
Congratulations. But Gina Grad, congratulations on your new website.
Thank you.
DrainFreeComfortFood.com. That's good. I love it. Bald Brian, you got a score of 63, man.
All right. It's half what I got last time.
Adam Carolla, the boss man. Certainly showing Brian, who's boss, a score of 58.
Wow.
What the hell?
I didn't see that coming.
And with that 58, I must say, congratulations, boss, on your new stand-up. The first stand-up special ever, not Taco Bell material.
Thank you.
It's great. Filmed at the Aladdin Theater in Portland, Oregon. Pick it up now at chassis.com.
These plugs.
Gina Grad.
Mm-hmm.
I have some sad news for everyone else. You win with a 38.
Oh,
wow.
Nice. Still pulled it off.
You still pulled that 20-point victory.
And handily.
You went up, 53? You packed on 25.
Pounds.
You got 25 onto that last one.
Yeah.
So you were cruising around in the teens?
Let's see, 4, 10. We'll figure that out. 15?
But you had a 15 going into that bad boy.
Yeah. Well done.
That's damn
Thank
impressive.
You. Thank you.
Nice job.
Not my genre. The disaster movie.
You got some movies to watch.
Yeah. It's the Rotten Tomatoes
game. Today's episode is brought to you by Geico, because Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? And we all know the answer. Of course you would. After all, who doesn't love a great deal, right? And when it comes to great rates on insurance for all the things in your life, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV. Even help with the homeowner's condo or renter's coverage. You could save even more with a special discount when you bundle your coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more. And choosing to switch to Geico becomes an easy choice. In fact, how easy is it, Gio?
Well, Chris, it's Geico easy.
It certainly is. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote or contact your local agent and get started seeing how much you could save. And that was Rotten Tomatoes game from 2019. And that will do it for this weekend's Corolla Classics. Thanks again to everybody for hanging out with us this weekend. And the Adam Carolla Show returns tomorrow. So we'll see you there. My name's Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Hollow and get it on.